for this kind of service. People may not really realize how much is out there. It was almost surprising how much is available in McDonough County, and you're trying to basically encourage people because nobody, essentially the fact that it's lost, essentially nobody knows, so people need to find out.
Well, they don't know about it, and here, I'll be candid with you. It's not because they're not accountable. It is absolutely, totally innocent on, you know, how it may happen. You might have a college student that put a deposit down for utilities in an apartment, and they, you know, 2 or 3 years later don't remember they have that deposit there. They move away, and they don't have a mail forward, and the utility company has to get it to me. A family member may have... Grandma may have opened a safety deposit box, and Grandma went to a nursing home, and Grandma passed away. So the family maybe didn't know about it, and they weren't able to forward to get the contents to the right family from the bank. It comes to me. So we are being very aggressive at trying to return this to the rightful owners or the family members if the individual passed on. I would note that in 2011, our first year in office, we returned, for the first time in the history of the state, over $100 million back into people's purses and wallets that they didn't even know they had coming. And that's a 23% growth from previous year. 2012, we want to even get back more money. So I would strongly encourage, you know, people, friends here in Macomb and McDonough County to take a look, as we've got $1.2 million worth of property with addresses that are here in McDonough County, and that is for 8,800 claims. So there's plenty out there to be had. And when one may check... not just themselves, but check a family member, check under a maiden name, and check for a family member that perhaps has passed along. It's out there.
Do you want to go to other topics? I was going to ask you perhaps if you're the subject appointment in Illinois for Mitt Romney's campaign.
Sure.
Are you at all surprised at how close the polling numbers seem to be at this point? Because you have a president who's an incumbent. Obviously, from Illinois, probably helps in terms of support, in terms of population. But you have Mr. Romney, who's, at the last polls I've seen, essentially it's a dead heat at this point,
right,
with the election not that far away. Are you at all surprised by that fact?
I am. I'm surprised he's doing as well as he is. And I say that not in any other way but thinking he's going to win. I do believe he'll be the next president of the United States. But keep in mind that we have a president who's taking on an incumbent president who is actually, in all sense and purposes, been a very populist president who came in one of the largest landslides in modern American presidential history. And I think it is a very, very good sign for Governor Romney to be as he is, basically a dead heat at this time in the process.
A lot of names have been bandied about for vice president. I won't ask you specifically, but how important does that selection become in a race that's this close? And, you know, you talk about the old ways where it used to be, like, you know, Kennedy and Johnson, geographical,
right,
balancing.
Right.
How important do you think that vice presidential selection will be?
You know, I think I'm going to answer from the opposite end. I think it could be the point that if you make the wrong selection, it could be very detrimental. And the idea of the upside that one can bring, I think, is important both in geography but as well as stylism and personality and let's say, culture and background. It is important, but I think as much more so is the fact that it is not something that could turn around to be a negative as well.